If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's over.
Game over, man.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network, here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome in to the Blackhawks postgame show. Charlie Remeliotis here at the United Center, where the Blackhawks snap a five-game winless skid by beating the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-1. Here at the UC, a really good crowd, north of 20,000 fans here at the UC in the second-to-last game, the second-to-last home game of the season for the Blackhawks. Let's waste no time. Charlie and Troy here. We're going to head downstairs and bring in our post-game guest of Frank Nazar. Frank, I know you've been getting a lot of chances on the breakaway. How nice has it been to finally being able to convert on that chance?
Yeah, it feels really good, just especially the time in the moment and being able to get that big go-ahead goal near the end of the second.
You're sitting there and you got Sidney Crosby across from you for this game. You had Ovechkin in the last game. What are you thinking when you're seeing these guys who have had just phenomenal careers?
It's pretty insane, honestly, you know. Last few games, you got McKinnon, Crosby, and
oh yeah, McKinnon. I forgot about him.
I know, and it's pretty nuts. Just lining up and against the draws, you know, and seeing these guys, it's pretty surreal. Just you know, I grew up watching them the whole time, and just you know, it's awesome to see them on the ice. And but you can't get away from, like, obviously they're legends of the game. But you know, I just gotta stick to my routine and know that if we could go up there and play like we did tonight, we can get the win.
When you sit there and you see Sidney Crosby tonight, you know, obviously there's a lot of respect because you know who he is. Does it change your outlook of how you need to play these guys?
Honestly, it all depends. You know, I think more of knowing their habits and their routines and knowing the areas that those guys like to go to. You know, obviously with Ovi, it's got to pretty much stay on him the whole time and not really give him any space or else he'll score any. And I mean, we've experienced that, but you know, it's not really changing our routine, but more of just having an open mind when you're out there and knowing that those guys like to go to those spots.
Frank, what was Friday's game like? I'm sure that was cool to have a front row seat at history, but there was a part of you guys that was probably like, man, I wish it didn't come against us. And then watching Ovi actually do it later or earlier today, what was kind of the weekend like for you?
It was pretty surreal, honestly, and that game was pretty nuts, you know, having like a whole ceremony almost like midway through the game, having a big pause. And honestly, that might have been one of the most electric and loudest buildings I've played in to this day. And honestly, I know it sucks that we lost and got scored on, but you know, being able to see that live was pretty cool. We didn't get the opportunity to play against Ovi last time we played the Caps. He was hurt, so you know, I grew up a huge fan of him, and you know, trying to style some of the stuff I do after him. So just being able to see him do that huge milestone, obviously, is pretty awesome.
So, Frankie, you're talking about, you know, you looked at Ovi and you took some things away from his game. Is there a particular player overall in the NHL that you kind of patterned your game when you were coming in?
Honestly, yeah. It's just, honestly, I'm a learner from everybody. I try to take parts of everyone's game and try to mix it into mine. But obviously, there's guys that are more fit to my playing style and how I move. Guys like Brayden Point, you know, Patrice Bergeron, those guys are great players to watch. But obviously, you can't compare to any of those amazing players, you know. So just create my own style and create my own play and, you know, just be myself.
You're going to get there. Don't worry about it. You're going to get there.
Thank you.
Hey, last one, Frank. Where's your confidence level at? It seems like you've had an unwavering confidence about yourself. Even when you have been getting those breakaway chances but haven't been converting, it seems like your confidence has stayed the same. Do you feel that in your own self?
Yeah, I think those chances honestly boost confidence. I know I may not be able to put all of them in the back of the net, but just knowing that, get to those spots and getting those chances, and you know, you're having fun when you're playing hockey like that. So I think really just the confidence comes down to just having fun in the game and just knowing that, you know, we're here to play hockey and have fun with it. So why not, you know, laugh, smile, and get those chances and score goals.
Frank, one last question. You know, you talk about laughing and smiling. I'm around the team, and our broadcast guys, John and myself, are around. you know, all the time. You guys seem like the young guys are having so much fun right now, just kind of hanging with each other. And then you have a guy like Patty Maroon and Nick Foligno taking care of you guys. It's like the father is taking you guys out, you know, for dinner and everything. What's that like for you guys right now, knowing that there's so many young guys involved in this equation?
It's really awesome. And, you know, I got to experience a little bit of it down in Rockford and you know, playing a style of hockey down there with a lot of the younger guys and learning and, you know, just playing a ton of hockey and having fun. And there's not much to do down there but hang out with each other. So that's you create friends and, you know, make memories. And just being able to do it here with the Hawks and on the road and going out to dinner and everything's been pretty awesome. And just trying to learn the ropes from these guys like Patty and Fliggy.
All right, great stuff, Frank. Thanks for joining us on the show, and keep it going Tuesday in Pittsburgh.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Frank Nazar, our post-game guest. The Blackhawks defeat the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-1. Frank played a significant role in that with that shorthanded goal for Chicago.
You know what? He is just getting better and better, and he's starting to figure out the league a little bit more. And you talked about the confidence level and the opportunities that he's been getting, not capitalizing on them, but finally here in the last little bit, goals in two consecutive games, really making a big difference the way that he's played the game and the speed that he's brought. And, you know, to me, I look at this group of guys and what kind of separates them from a lot of the other young players that we've had in the past and whatever. I'm not saying or being disrespectful to them, but the speed is just so noticeable of the guys coming in here, the high energy, the high motors that Kyle Davidson is looking for when they're drafting these players. And it's just so impressive that you see a guy like Nazar, who just turned 21 this season, so much is ahead of him. And it's just incredible to watch him. And I love the way that Nazar's playing. And I think that Braden Point, he's the guy that when I look at Nazar, I said, there's Braden Point. Same type of, you know, stature as far as their build and everything. And Nazar is a way better skater than Braden Point. That was one of Braden Point's, you know, weak spots when he was going through the draft. Did he have enough foot speed? Well, he's created that. But I see so many similarities in Braden Point, so I'm glad that he said that name.
Alex Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, two legends. We just had a legend grace his presence with us, but he just left, the great Joe Brand. I think he's looking for our guy to throw him on a little headset really quick. It was nice to see him. I know you really miss him.
Yeah. Well, give him yours.
I should have him run this post game show. Big, I'm out. See you.
Yeah.
No, he does a great job with the Penguins. I've been listening to him as
he does. He's you know what? He's worked hard. He got the opportunity and he's making the most of it. Good for him.
Should have gotten a video tribute. I was waiting for it in the first TV timeout.
Yeah. Why didn't
Where
they?
Was it?
Yeah. Maybe they did and it was so short.
they probably pointed on their airwaves.
Maybe when they said happy birthday to everybody. You know, best wishes. Thanks, Joe Brand.
The Hawks have had best wishes. The Hawks have had some trouble closing out games lately. The previous two games against Colorado and Washington, Hawks took a 2-0 lead into the third period against Colorado, a 3-2 lead into the last game against Washington, squandered both of them. I mean, how nice is it to see? I know it's the Penguins lower in the standings, but confidence building for them to actually figure out a way to close the deal.
Yeah, and that's kind of what John and I were talking about in you know, as you got to the tail end of that period. And I brought it up earlier, you know, with nothing on the line, you got to take these type of moments and learn from them. How do we get better, and how do we shut down? When you see, I think it was the LA Kings that came in here and just smothered the Hawks in the third period, didn't allow them anything. A little bit more wide open than probably what you would like to, and Spencer Knight was great when he had to make the saves he did. But these are opportunities for these young guys, and it was all the young guys who were out there as well. I mean, there's, you know, you got Connor Murphy on the blue line, then everybody else is 23 or younger. And, you know, you've got Renzel, who's 20, Korchinski, who's 20, Lefshinov is 19. Those guys are out there all the time. And it's important that they recognize, oh, look at here.
He's back. He's back. John, give Joey B the headset.
For all our listeners at WGN.
We transitioned from Alex Ovechkin to Sidney Crosby to the legend Joe Brand. who's gracing us with his presence.
I don't know if you need to throw me in that.
Did you see the tribute they gave to you, though?
I'm still waiting for it.
Did you miss it?
Not again.
Oh, man.
You know what? I took skating lessons to get ready for my one last shift, and they never invited me down.
How much do you miss Troy? Don't lie.
No lie.
It's zero.
Yeah, okay. All right, I won't lie. Zero.
Troy misses you more than you miss him because
More than you know.
Well, listen, I want to say something really quick because I do got to go, and I'm thrilled to see you guys in a couple of days. One of my first preseason games, I was driving home, and it was 10, 11, and some elevated area, and I turned on 720 WGN, and I could get you guys clear as day in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Let's go.
You guys were calling the Blackhawks game. It was really cool. It was full circle. It was so bizarre, but it's just the power of the station, power of the Blackhawks on that station. It was really cool. Really cool to witness it firsthand.
Yeah, well, you know, the other day I was actually driving home, and I turned on the radio, and I didn't hear you at all.
You're listening to Yacht Rock again?
I stream.
All right, guys.
Get out of here.
I know.
Yeah, Borky's holding the elevator for you. So
miss you. Love you.
All right.
Love you too, man. I'll see you. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. All right. That is the great Joe Brand. I've been trying to fire him up on the laptop as much as I can this season. He's been awesome.
Yeah. No, I've caught quite a few clips from him this year, and he's doing a great job.
You can see Troy right now. He's actually crying that Joe is leaving because he's had a rough time with me this year.
Well, and he's working with an old teammate of mine, Phil Bork, you know, some of the time. So it's just like you're just sitting there. And so I'm texting Borky, you know, how's the kid doing? Oh, he's great and all those kind of stuff. And, you know, just seeing him there today, and they were on the air together. And, you know, just a great relationship between those two guys. And Borky's just, he's wonderful. So he's in a good situation. Gets to talk about Crosby and Malkin and Letang. And, you know, there's a lot of tradition there in Pittsburgh of winning, and he's part of that now.
Borky popped in here and was like, "Joe, am I holding the elevator for you?" I'm like, go!
I heard him. Yeah.
they've had some memorable calls this year too. With I know there were some milestone goals by Malkin, Crosby, some really memorable overtime winners. Rucker McGroarty had his first career NHL goal the other
Crosby
day.
Crosby had his 600th.
Yeah, yeah. So Joe's had some. He's been adding some memorable calls to his resume. What else do we got? Sidney Crosby. He was a -3 in this game, actually. Let me double check that. Yeah, he was a -3. He was dominant at the faceoff circle, though. Won 16 of 24. A lot of them were up by Connor Bedard. But I thought Sid was, if you look historically, he actually doesn't, I don't know if he plays that well in Chicago.
No, his numbers against the Blackhawks are not, I think it's his second worst team as far as overall numbers in his career is the numbers against the Blackhawks. So he hasn't had success. Malkin hasn't had a whole lot of success as well in this one. But, you know, if you look at the Blackhawks, Vlasic was +3 in this game. Bedard, you know, +1. He had 3 shots. And you look at Mikheyev, +2. You know, some really good things. Renzel, first point in the NHL, picked up a secondary assist. He was +2. In this game and played almost 21 minutes. So you got to look at the big picture. I know it's frustrating right now and the team's not in the playoff hunt, and you know it's going to be a struggle again next year because a lot of the teams that are in the playoffs this year in the Western Conference are good teams, and you don't see any of them really in a position where they're going to fall off. So the Hawks are going to have to work their way up, you know, the standings here, and it may take a little bit longer because you got a lot of young guys, but boy, I like what I'm seeing.
Renzel, 20 minutes and 45 seconds of ice time, that actually led the team. So it was very well-distributed ice time for Chicago, which is always what you want to see. And I think there were zero penalties up until late in the second period. That probably played a role, but you like to see it more evenly spaced than someone logging 28 minutes and guys aren't getting their rotation.
Yeah, and I think in the position that they're in, Kevin Dean just realizes that, and he wants to get these guys just rolling and play them in all situations. There's no use hiding them or protecting them from guys like McKinnon or Crosby or Ovechkin. Get them out there and, you know, let them play against those guys, because sooner or later they're going to have to find out how tough it is to play against against these guys, and Rinzel played 23 minutes in that game against Washington, and that was a team high as well. So, and he is smooth out there, and a real nice pairing with Vlasic, and you know, you like what's on that back end, and I think Connor Murphy's been a nice fit there, and you know, Martinez has been dealing with a little bit of an injury there, and he might be available pretty soon there, and he's a solid guy to get in there to try and pair up with one of the young guys. Del Mastro was a healthy scratch in this game, so they've got lots of options and really good young options moving forward.
Ilya Mikheyev, he was named the number one star of the game. 2 goals, one of them with the empty netter. Hits the 20-goal mark for the second time in his NHL career, and he's passed his career-high point total now in 34. I mean, he has been excellent for the Blackhawks, especially in the second half of the season.
Yeah, really good. I mean, he is... I got a lot of time for him. The Blackhawks have him under contract for another year, so that's a good sign. And with all the youth, he just fits in there as well because he's got the speed to play with those guys and to keep up with them. And you see what he's done, a really good job on the penalty kill. And, you know, for a long time, he was kind of the only threat with speed out there. And now you got Nazar and you got other guys that can certainly, you know, put a seed of doubt into the mind of the power play of the opposition team. You got to be respectful of that.
It's every game that we're seeing, like, Mikheyev or Nazar get a breakaway. I'm shorthanded, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's like clockwork.
Yeah, and, you know, and again, it was, the speed of Mikheyev scoring the goal that he did, the second goal of the game, just getting wide and just using his speed and going right around the defenseman and then finishing it off there. And, you know, that's something that a lot of players just can't do. But the Hawks have got a lot of young guys in there, and Oliver Moore is one of those guys as well. When he figures out how to use his speed and figures out the game, he's only played in a couple games so far, so you can't sit there and critique him in this small sample. But, boy, he's got lightning speed up front as well.
All right. The Blackhawks snap a 5-game winless skid against the Pittsburgh Penguins, 3-1. It's
good game.
I can't believe there's only one more.
A lot of fun, yeah.
And one more home game.
Next Saturday, Winnipeg Jets. The only team that they're playing here in the home run stretch or the home stretch with teams in the Western Conference. Everybody else is from the East. Pittsburgh, Boston, Winnipeg, and then Montreal, Ottawa back-to-back. Finish it off.
Ben Pope of the Chicago Sun-Times is saying this was the second highest attended game of the season for the Blackhawks. So that's credit to the fans that showed up today.
Yeah,
it's a good energy.
How about it? They've been here all season long, and good for the fans. And, you know, you come to this game, you want to come back.
Yep.
Because this was great entertainment here.
Yeah. All right, the Blackhawks knock off the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-1. We got some post-game sound rolling in, and we'll hear what some of the players had to say from the locker room after this on 720 WGN.
To Bedard at center ice to Mikheyev, breaking over the Penguin line right wing of the net. Shoot to score! Olsen Prosta, Ilya Mikheyev snaps it low on the stick side of Nedeljkovic, and the Hawks lead 2-0.
Back here on the Blackhawks post-game show, where Chicago defeats Pittsburgh 3-1 to snap a 5-game winless skid. That was the first of 2 goals for Ilya Mikheyev. The second one was an empty netter, but that one turned out the first one that put Chicago up 2-0 turns out to be the game winner in this game for the Blackhawks. It's the 20th goal of the season for Chicago. There's some cheering going on here at the United Center, and I wasn't sure what exactly is going on here. I thought they were yelling at me. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Ilya Mikheyev, 34 points now. It's a new career high. Also 20 goals, which is one shy of his career high of 21, which is set in the 21-22 season with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Let's hear what Ilya Mikheyev had to say after he was named the number one star of the game in this one.
Frank, getting you guys on the board first with that shorthanded goal. Just how have you seen him progress this year?
Frank, he's great player, and you see during the season how he grew up. His take time, but I think Frank is smart guy, and he uses his power of skating and everything.
Just the game overall and everything, it looks like you guys have kind of put together some good games over the last couple of days and everything, win or lose. And how good are you guys feeling about your game?
Yeah, of course. We feel I want to say, like, maybe last 3 weeks, like, month, maybe we play, I want to say, like, good, maybe we're not win, yes, but I think we have more advantage during each game, you know, and we sometimes crack in the third period, and, but it takes time for learning for young guys and for everybody, and how we need to be patient and maybe sometimes play more simple.
After the injury and working your way back, how gratifying is it? How happy are you to be back at that 20-goal mark?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that injury was like 2 years ago, yeah. And I feel good right now.
Thanks, Ilya.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward Ilya Mikheyev, the number one star of this game. He has been awesome in the second half of the season, specifically for the Blackhawks, and especially on the penalty kill. Seriously, the last several Blackhawks games that we've watched, it feels like he's had at least one or two breakaways in the game. And so nice to see him capitalize on his chances and provide some sort of scoring depth for a Blackhawks team that has really needed it to kind of get out of the skid that they've been in. Another guy that was really strong between the pipes in this game was Spencer Knight. Stopped 28 shots, stopped 28 of 29 shots for a save percentage of .966. Let's hear what he had to say about this 3-1 win over the Penguins.
The key to this win tonight?
I think it was we were going into the third, like a position that we've been in for the past two games. And I think we just stuck with it. And what I mean by that is, like, we didn't try to open up the game. Everyone played pretty selfless. And then we kind of battened down the hatches. And obviously they have a good power play and some good players. And they executed on that one in the third. But I think that's the thing. We just kind of stuck with it. No one pouted. Everyone just kind of stuck with the script and, you know, battled. And obviously we got the nice empty netter and, you know, nice win.
Is it collective relief getting this win?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I really look at every game as like an individual set. You know, you say, oh, like, you know, like this, you know, stretch of games, whatever, it wasn't good. But for me, it's more, each game's different, right? And you're going to go through stretches of good and bad throughout the season. It doesn't matter if you're the first place or last place. That's the way it is. And you just have to stick with it and, you know, bring your good attitude and a good work ethic, like, every time you come to work. So.
How valuable has
Mikheyev
been for you guys, just in the time that you've seen him here?
Yeah, he's awesome. You know, super great guy. Great speed, smart player. I know on the PK, and just, you know, so it's always nice having him on the team and on the ice.
Are you feeling good today?
Yeah, I mean, I always just come to the game and, you know, just try to get myself the right mindset, right, you know, right state to just battle. And sometimes you're in the field, sometimes you're not. So,
how do you view the up arrow with the young defenseman in front of you when you see performances like they had tonight?
The up arrow?
Where they're going.
Yeah. it's good. I think it's obviously the best league in the world, and it can be unforgiving, but I think we have a lot of young guys who are really learning and growing into, you know, great players. And, you know, there's guys who have been here for a bit. There's some guys who, you know, brand new to the league. And I think one thing I can say about all of them is they have, you know, really good attitudes, which I think is big, right? They're eager to learn, eager to get better, which is, I think, very important at that age because, you know, you can't think that you're all this and that when you get to this league. There's too many good players, and everyone's very humble, very respective of the league and how good it is. And I think, you know, their mindsets will carry them a long way.
How frustrating is it that had it not been for that power play, probably would have had the Hawks' first shutout of the season?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'd rather just get the win. You know, I that's one thing I think it was, you know, a few years ago, I just really, you know, got it down that, like, hey, it's shutout, one goal, two goals, like, whatever. If you get the win, I think, you know, that's more important. It's like if, you know, a guy scores a hat trick and comes in and, you know, I was all happy after the game, like, and you lost, like, but, like, I think everyone's here is really just focused about getting the win, and I think that's what I've seen, so a lot of good attitudes.
Thanks.
That was Blackhawks goaltender Spencer Knight talking about this victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins. I can't remember which goaltender was asked about this, or I think it was one of those things where the NHL does, where they ask all the, or like a handful of goaltenders, and it's like, oh, what's the one stat that you look at or kind of measure yourself as a goaltender? You know, is it save percentage? Is it goals against? Is it goals saved above expected? Like any of those metrics. And they're like, and most of them were like wins. Like if the win column is high, that means I'm doing my job as a goaltender by keeping their team in it. And so you kind of heard it there too. He, with Spencer Knight, doesn't care about the shutout, didn't care that he lost that. It's the fact that he was able to help his team pick up a victory in this game. The expected goals for the Pittsburgh Penguins in this, that kind of like the formula that the people use, was 3.78. So he essentially saved 2.78 goals above expected. So he was terrific in this game for the Blackhawks. It kind of measures the you know, you look at, I think he faced, what was it, what did I just say, 29 shots? Yeah, 29 shots, but a lot of those were higher quality scoring chances, so it doesn't, the shot total doesn't reflect the how big of the saves that Spencer Knight made. Like, a lot of those came from the inner slot or high danger areas, and so Knight, I thought, was terrific in this game for the Blackhawks, and he obviously is going to need to be for Chicago to really take that next step next season as a group, where they potentially have their bona fide number one goaltender of the future in Spencer Knight. And if he's able to turn in the performances that he did like tonight against Pittsburgh moving forward, I think Chicago is going to be in a pretty good spot in the overall long-term picture of the rebuild. Sam Renzel also spoke to the media, but we'll hear what he had to say on the other side of the break, where we got more to get to right here on 720 WGN.
Malkin recovers left wing corner, spins it behind the net. Good play by Nazar to take it away at the point. Nazar got it ahead. Teravainen over the line to Nazar. Front shoot to score! The first shorthanded goal of the career of Frank Nazar. 1-0 Hawks.
Back here on the Blackhawks postgame show, Frank Nazar with the shorthanded goal in this game for Chicago. The Hawks went into this game with three shorties, and all three of them were scored by Ilya Mikheyev. Nazar finally gets one that isn't Mikheyev shorthanded, and we know how many breakaway opportunities that Nazar has had of late. Nice to see him finally bury that chance. You hear kind of a sense of relief in his voice when we had him on earlier in the postgame show, too. That's his this goals in consecutive games for Frank, and also a point in three straight. So he's got 4 points in the last three games with two goals and two assists. He had just 1 point in his previous eight games. But the thing that impresses me the most about Nazar is his unwavering confidence. Like, it didn't feel like, even when he was in that little drought with only 1 point in eight games, you didn't really see him droop his shoulders or whatever. Like, he continued to play hard, and it really, I think, it was a testament to sticking with it, even though he was getting those chances and wasn't bearing them. You knew that the floodgates were kind of going to slowly start to open if he continued to get those chances. So nice to see him bury that shorty in this win against Pittsburgh. Sam Renzel picked up his first career NHL point with a secondary assist on the first of two Ilya Mikheyev goals in the third period. Let's hear what Sam had to say after this one.
First of all,
thank you.
How have you felt with each passing game?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, getting more comfortable. I think I'm learning every game. You know, like my first period of the day, I need to be a little more crisp with passes. We're a little off to start the first period, but, you know, obviously, like, you make a mistake, but I think it's, you know, like, as long as, you know, I'm playing confident, moving my feet, you know, things happen. And I felt a little snake bit kind of the first couple games, having a lot of chances and stuff, but I think just being patient with it and trusting the process was good for me.
You seem really calm even under pressure. Do you just feel comfortable right now?
Yeah. I think that's always been something kind of part of my game is, you know, I don't want to be in a rush, but I want to do things kind of like I said before with assertiveness. But, you know, knowing that, you know, I have a little more time than I think and I don't need to throw it away and I can make a play with it. Yeah, I just think it's, you know, trying to be confident out there.
This whole kind of young defensive group came up, a lot of them came up together through Rockford, you kind of joined late. Do you feel like you're part of the group? Do they welcome you in?
Yeah, everyone's been great to me. You know, whether it's younger guys to the older guys. they've been unbelievable, and you know, obviously knowing a bunch of guys from dev camps in the past and stuff like that, so it's a great group for sure.
Has it been a tall order for this young group? You have McKinnon, Ovechkin, Crosby to, you know, face those kind of guys. Did you expect that right away?
No, it's kind of a like surreal moment. The past three games, I mean, they're all incredible players, but they're all different in their own way. So I think learning how to defend those guys and kind of what makes them good, and you know, finding their tendencies and what they like to do and how to defend them, and obviously getting the win today felt really good, and I think topped it all off for everyone. So
in the long run, how much does that help your game going forward to face players like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're gonna become the best and start to get better when you play against the best. That's just the facts with it. So yeah, like I said, I'm learning so much and within my own game and how to play. So
how has it been playing with Vlasic recently? There was that play where he turned it over and you dove out to kind of save him there and everything.
Yeah, you know, he's unbelievable. He's a great skater and he's long, and he's great defensively, and he can chip in a little offense too. So you know, it's good to know that he's got my back when I make some mistakes, but, you know, I want to have his for sure, too.
In the third period today, what did you guys do differently than the past few games when you weren't able to hold the lead?
You know, it didn't feel like we were panicked. You know, it felt like we were playing the right way. When we needed to get pucks in deep, we did. Just staying over top of guys, trying not to give them as much, and, you know, Knighty played unbelievable and kept us in there a few times, and unbelievable save at the end there, so...
Thank you.
All right, that was Blackhawks rookie defenseman Sam Rinzel. Picked up his first career NHL point with a secondary assist on Ilya Mikheyev's goal in third period to put Chicago up 2-0. If you look at Sam's ice time, so that was his fourth game that he played in tonight. It's his first game against Utah, 20 minutes and 15 seconds. The next one against Colorado, 23:37, which was a career high up to this point. 22:58 against Washington, and then tonight, 20:45, which led all Blackhawks skaters. So the Hawks have not been shy in giving him heavy responsibility. We even saw it in this game. He got promoted to the top power play unit, which actually started at practice yesterday. And he just does not play with any timidness in his game. Like, he has a supreme confidence about himself and his game and what he can bring to the table. And I thought actually there was a play, I think it was in the second period, where he was in the offensive zone, then tried to... He was basically going one-on-one with Sidney Crosby to get a puck back, and he completely outbodied Sid in the neutral zone to grab the puck back. And again, I think that's a testament to where his confidence level is at, because it's not like he's really big, but it's not like he's the strongest guy as he continues to fill out his frame. But I think he went in there with such confidence and ended up out-muscling Crosby for that puck. It was a great sign, and so very excited to see what the ceiling of Rinzel can be moving forward. Because, you know, I think of where he was drafted in 2012. He was taken number 25 overall. The Blackhawks jumped up 13 spots, acquiring Peter Mrazek from Toronto to move up those 13 spots. And I remember at the time when the Blackhawks drafted Rinzel, they were like, well, this guy's going to be a project. Like, he's going to be a long-term guy, and it's going to take him a while to get to the NHL. But once he does, the Hawks felt very confident that he was going to be a real nice player. And kind of the tools, the skill set that he has, especially at his size, at 6'5", is really special. And I just wonder if you kind of go back and look at that draft in 2012 or in 2022, how many teams would want Sam Rinzel at this point? Because in a redraft, it feels like he would go higher. Even at the time when he got drafted at number 25 overall, there were a lot of pundits out there that said the Blackhawks reached for Rinzel, but I think the Hawks knew what they were doing in the package that they were getting in Sam Rinzel. And even though it took him 3 years to get to this point, boy, I wonder if there's a lot of teams that would have rather they stayed patient with his progression. And it honestly does not feel like Sam Rinzell is going to see any minor league time this year, or either this year or next season, because he feels already NHL ready. Let's go to Blackhawks interim head coach Anders Sorensen and see what he had to say about this 3-1 loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
We've talked a lot about Frank Nazar, but just how much do you just keep seeing him evolve this year, and how big was that to kind of wake up a game that was, it looked like nobody was really trying to take control there for a while?
Yeah, there was a lot of just 50-50 shifts going on, but you know, but for us as a group, that's also positive, right? Learning how to play those games, because we've had a tendency to open things up sometimes. So that was good. But then Frankie, obviously, I know there's been a lot of talk about his scoring chances and breakaways, so good for him. That was the difference, right? I thought after that we had some good energy, and yeah, it was good.
What did you do differently in the third period today after the past few games have been tough to hold leads?
I think we were playing more in the front of our foot. We were encouraging guys to be more on the forecheck, trying to remind them, too, that they played last night. Let's stay on them. You know, they got some high-end D, but those guys don't want to go back for pucks. They want to keep everything in front of them. So encouraging that was the biggest message. But I think the guys did a good job.
What have you seen from Kevin Korchinski since he's been back up? He said he wants to eliminate immature mistakes. Are you seeing that?
Yeah. You know, I think he's coming along, right? It's again, I think we forget how young he is, right? And, you know, his development curve this year overall has been a positive one, and it's going up. And, you know, some of those things, just positionally-wise, just being a little bit more patient and then be able to utilize his skating when it really matters. And I thought today was a really good and positive step for him.
Does it seem like Rizal, of course, you know, he's going to have his kind of rookie mistakes, but it seems like sometimes he has kind of flashes of playing beyond his years a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. He's mature, and we really like the fact that he wants to have the puck, and he takes control of shifts. And I think that's a great attribute as a player, especially as a young player, to come in here and do, and you see with Artie as well, right? They want it and they want to get after it. And they have some guys on the other side that do the same thing, right? With Carlson and Letang there. So you see that, and it's really positive, but he's been good.
All right. That was Blackhawks interim head coach Anders Sorensen talking about this 3-1 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. I said loss. Listen, cut me some slack. It has been a while since I actually did a winning postgame show. So the Blackhawks defeat the Pittsburgh Penguins. We were talking to Anders Sorensen after practice on Saturday, and you could tell that the losses have been weighing on him lately. The Hawks went into this game with a 1-10-2 record over their last 13 games, and In the last couple against Colorado and Washington, the Blackhawks held third period leads and went into the third period with a lead, and unfortunately were not able to capitalize. Even the Vegas game, I believe the Hawks went into the third with a 3-2 victory and were not able to capitalize. So there have been moments for Chicago, where the Hawks have had control of the games going into the final 20 minutes and unfortunately have not been able to close, and not just losing the games, but losing the games in regulation, I think has taken its toll for Anders Sorensen. He kind of joked, I think the question that he got asked yesterday after practice specifically was, has he been losing sleep over some of the losses? And he's like, yeah, can you tell they're by the bags under my eyes? And so, Anders is taking it hard. I think he understands the situation for the Blackhawks, that this is, you know, kind of like an audition for him to see if he can get the permanent job. And I think it's kind of, he's a very bright hockey mind. Like, if you get to talk to him, he's really smart, but he's kind of trying to navigate life as an NHL coach, kind of getting thrown into the fire in December and having to stabilize the ship while also trying to, you know, prove himself as a potential NHL head coaching candidate in the future. So
It was nice to see the Blackhawks pick up a 3-1 victory over Pittsburgh today, just for the overall mood of the locker room, for Anders, for the players, for the coaching staff. Just makes things more fun when you can come to the rink having a positive performance to build off of. So hopefully Chicago is able to do that on Tuesday against the Pittsburgh Penguins again, which we'll preview on the other side when the Blackhawks postgame show continues on 720 WGN.
Down to the corner for Brian Rust. Koivunen in the circle. Up to Carlson at the point. Koivunen in the circle again. Comes in. Touch pass. Rickard Rakell. They score! A power play goal from Rickard Rakell. And the Penguins get back within one late here in the third period.
Tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That voice you heard was Joe Brand, who... We had a little surprise appearance on the post-game show earlier today. It was calling the Rickard Rakell goal from tonight at the United Center. Joe, of course, works for Penguins Radio Network. And we're going to see Joe again on Tuesday when the Blackhawks and Pittsburgh Penguins square off in part two of the two games in 3 days between the two teams. It's funny. It kind of reminds me of the COVID-shortened season when you'd have that baseball-type schedule where you'd play a few teams and go to the next one. So the Blackhawks are going to be in Pittsburgh on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock local puck drop, or I should say puck drop here in Chicago time at PPG Bank Arena. And let's see if the Hawks can win a second straight game for the first time since March 1st and 3rd when they defeated the Anaheim Ducks and LA Kings. So we'll see if Chicago can do that. Let's wrap up the show with the Great Eight, the update. All eyes on Friday night were on Alex Ovechkin and whether he was going to get the hat trick to set the record. He did not. He tied Wayne Gretzky against the Blackhawks on Friday night, and he ended up getting it. He ended up getting it on earlier today against the New York Islanders, so it did not take him very long. Here is the call by Joe Beninati, the great Joe Beninati of the Washington Capitals TV network.
Crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Man, what a call. And I'm so thankful that the NHL was able to allow Joe Beninati and the local broadcaster, the local TV broadcast network, to simulcast those games so that Joe is able to call a historic moment that has really been there from day one with Alex Ovechkin. No surprise that Alex was able to do it in short order, especially Wayne Gretzky started to arena hop. It only took two games. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman was in attendance. And, you know, we heard it was midway through, or I think it was like 8 or 9 minutes left in the third period of Friday's game. You saw Alex Ovechkin have a conversation with Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry on whether or not Ovechkin wanted to go on the ice for a potential empty net goal scenario. And I guess leading up to it, the entire plan all along was that Ovechkin said, I do not want it to come in an empty netter. And I listened to Carberry's postgame comments on Friday night, and he said, I went up to him and just said, are you sure that you want it to happen? Are you sure that you don't want to be out there for the empty netter? Because the building was buzzing. It was a Friday night. He scored early. Anytime he touched the puck, the arena kind of got out of their seats. And it would have been a hat trick goal if he did score on the empty netter. And so, you know, you saw the TV cameras pan to Carberry and Ovechkin on the bench, and Alex was shaking his head no. He said, I want a goaltender to be in the crease and or in between the pipes. And so to watch the game earlier today against the New York Islanders, Ilya Sorokin, by the way, was one of very few goaltenders that Ovechkin had never scored on yet. So that was the first goal allowed by Sorokin from Ovechkin. But it couldn't have been more perfect, honestly. It was on the power play. So the power play or the penalty happened, then they go into a TV timeout. So there's this kind of buildup, like, all right, power play's coming. The arena's at the edge of their seats. It comes back, and Ovechkin, again, not a traditional one-timer from his circle. It was a wrist shot, but boy, he put everything that he had into that shot. And literally almost tipped him over by how much energy he put into the shot, and the celebration ensued. So congratulations to Alex Ovechkin, 895 number one all-time in NHL history now in the goals scored department. And what's going to be interesting now is to see if he could get 900 before the end of the season ends, because they still have a few left, and he's only five away. And right now he's on a five-game goal-scoring streak. So we'll see if he stays hot for Washington leading into the playoffs. But awesome to see Alex Ovechkin finally get the record, and doing so on national television and with Wayne Gretzky in attendance. Blackhawks Hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Big thanks to our on-site reporter, the one and only Jack Heinrich, and our production crew of Patrick Hennessy and Frank Ruggieri. They were led by our engineers, the Hall of Famer Paul Zarang, here at the United Center, and our captains Krista Flores and Brett Jackson back at the station. For John Weideman and Troy Murray, who brought you the call, I'm Charlie Romeliotis, signing off after a 3-1 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night from Pittsburgh.